All right, we're back.
We're back.
I'm going to redo that commercial this week.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of bad. That was our first attempt at a commercial, so.
Well, we're busy. God, yeah. We're busy.
If anybody wants anything advertised, we got real, real, real cheap rates.
And the commercials that we will be doing are much, producing are much better than.
Well, that took us, 5 minutes?
That was just to put something on.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so we are going to Texas to.
Yeah, a
work vacation. We'll be down there painting and cleaning. And
but it's okay because we'll get up early and we'll paint and stuff and we'll finish at 3 and we'll shower and we'll go for a drive and a dinner and see the area and relax and get
you
up.
You know there's fuck all in Brownsville, right?
You know, I have apps. I have already been looking.
There's nothing there, Mark.
No, actually.
So, Mark, there's nothing in Brownsville.
Yes,
nothing.
There is. There is, actually. It's amazing what is in Brownsville now.
He already has the address to all the malls.
Well, oh, that's not what I'm looking
shopping
at. This,
centers.
Did you know there is a gay bar in Brownsville?
Arr? Really?
The last time you were there, you were married with children.
What type of
I
bar
still
did it say?
Children, but...
A dance bar or a
it's
leather
kind
bar?
Of a, no, no, it's
how
kind
did you,
of a pub.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
You have found a gay bar in Texas, Brownsville.
Every single trip. Every
it's Brownsville. Brownsville's dry, isn't it?
Every
no, no.
single place that I've ever traveled with, I find out where to go.
We're going to go to a gay bar with a rental car. Oh, that just is... Bad mojo.
What do you
Why
mean?
Is that?
Every trip that anybody goes across the U.S. or on a trip, usually you go to a gay bar in a cab or a rental car. And what are you worried about? You're not going to be driving it. You'll be passed out in the back anyway.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
At least I'm only going to have one to babysit that trip, not two.
He gets me drunk.
He gets, yes. My nickname, to everybody in the chat room, some of you know, but my nickname in our family is Mama Sir. Mama Sir's always...
Wait, let me... okay, go ahead. I'm waiting for the murder music to kick in. I just can't find it.
No. But Mama Sir is generally, and if you disagree, you can jump in, both of you. Just remember, you'll be sleeping with one eye open. Is that I'm usually the one who kind of takes care when it's like... Okay, it's enough. Time's enough. Before one of you slides down the wall and falls asleep.
We left on our own accord last night.
Oh, do you remember how you left last
night? I almost
night?
Fell down the stairs.
Uh-huh.
I remember that. How, Mark, I'm in there sober and I fall down those fucking stairs.
It had nothing to do with your overlong pleated 500-pound leather coat.
We were sober going there, and I stepped on the coat, almost fell up the stairs.
And when Master says, boy, we're doing shots, it's not my position to say no.
Oh, but that's your position. It's a whole bunch of other things that you weren't stopping. You were just bleh, bleh.
Oh, you just, yeah, sometimes you do that, my boy.
Yes.
That's, again, from the shot, sir.
Warning to everybody in the chat room, if Boy Neil is around... And he gets really drunk. Buy a ball gag, carry it in your back pocket. You
No, God, then I'll be hard and loud.
And I won't be able to do shots.
All right, so
butt
we're
plug shots.
Well, next weekend, actually, I'm going to be. Next weekend is Halloween in Toronto. Toronto Halloween starts the weekend before normally Halloween.
Yeah.
And there's a big weekend in Toronto. Mm-hmm. They're going to be closing the street. They're they're having pumpkin carving, whole bunch of bar contests. So next weekend, Halloween in Toronto. We will be in Toronto next weekend. I will be in Toronto till November 1st. Mm-hmm. So next week I'll be calling in the show.
Hey, you know what? We can do on locations.
But we'd have to do it earlier.
Yeah.
Because it's
wire-tied
7 to
everything
9.
Down.
It's 7 to 9, so.
Does Mama Sir hold our hair when we puke?
No. That is Master Noel's part of... No, we open the windows while certain pups puke out of the window.
Out of the side.
That wasn't me. I've never done that.
Hey, woof woof.
What? I don't know nothing.
I'm talking to CERN Pop that's in the chat room right now.
Puppies.
Yes, and it was the new vehicle. I was not happy.
All right, so let's bring this back to where we're at. We're going to definitely be working on that charity thing. I don't know if we're going to be starting Boyneal's show next week or the following week, but it will be, I think we're going to say, what, 6 to 7, Boyneal, is when we're going to be
That's
doing
what you
it.
Like, sir.
And I think that would be, actually, that would be a really good time, and then we'll just fall right into this.
Now,
show.
Is Boyneal going to be here while we're in...
In Texas?
Or are we pre-recording?
I think what we can do is we can pre-record a show, and Boyne will be able to just come over and throw it on, do his show, and then just play the pre-recorded one of ours. So, that'd be interesting.
I don't know. So that means that has to be done Monday or Tuesday.
Of this week?
Yep.
Wow, that's not going to be very current.
Or Thursday night before we leave.
Oh, boy. No, we leave Saturday morning.
Yeah. Oh, we could pre-tape it on the Friday.
Yeah, we can do it on the Friday. I'm taking the Friday off.
Sounds good.
All right. Anyways, la, la, la.
So hopefully everybody had a good time tonight.
I think we still got 7 minutes. So.
Oh, I know. But I'm just
throwing Well, we certainly had a lot of pups in there. And the chat room was all good.
Ooh, so I got an email. The email's working now.
Awesome. What did you get?
I got one just that this works like you asked Woof Puploki.
Let me see. Let me check my email. See if I got one. Yeah, mine came for Puploki too. Yep, just checking. This works like you asked. Yep, very good. Thank you, Puppy Dog. That is helpful. We like emails, especially when they contain cash.
At least one of the pups was obedient. Oh, did I just drive the bus?
Yes. The other pup is busy filling out his forms for the contest. Yes, let's talk about the puppy contest. Okay. Black Eagle is having their pup contest, and I forget the damn day. Puppies, throw the day in for me, please.
The girls? Who? Miss Nikki is saying the girls play in Texas, November.
What's that?
Miss Nikki is calling us the girls.
Miss Nikki's going to get her ass kicked. Where was that posted?
In the chat room.
Where? I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, you got to go up or go down. Mm. She goes, oh, God.
Oh, yeah, the girls play in Texas this November, and I sure they've been on the gates. Oh, no. There's a band that she follows.
Oh, yes, the girl, yes, those girls.
The lesbian girls.
I'm like, who the fuck she called? I'm only a part-time girl. That's a different story. Yeah. Never mind, everybody.
Oh, damn it, Mistress Nikki. Go ahead and throw the name in because it's on the tip of my tongue. La 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 la. They're actually a pretty good band. You should explain the bus was the question.
Oh, driving the bus.
Yes, yes. Pups and boys tend to throw each other under the bus with their statements.
That just means we kind of put the blame on somebody else.
Or push them under the bus.
Push them under the bus. What do you mean by driving the bus?
You want to explain it? You should explain the bus.
Yeah. I get thrown under the bus all the time. Yes. Well, that's just what you boys seem to do. I don't know. And pops, you do. You're constantly trying to get each other into trouble.
And you usually set us up for that.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, man. So, tonight, basically, we've got Boyneal's explained a show, which is pretty cool. So, it's going to be kind of for submissives to just kind of get together like we're doing, ask some questions and that sort of a thing. Thank you, Pup Kalen. Pup Kalen, it's November 23rd to the 25th. And I'm pretty sure that's Leather Pride Week for the Pup event. Or Toronto Leather Pride or something. So that's when it is at the Black Eagle for the pup contest. We're entering puppies into that, so this should be
pretty
fun. Or
is that Fetish Pride or
something?
Might
be Fetish Pride.
It's not Leather. Leather Pride is...
Jump online. Find out what it is. Go to TorontoLeatherPride.com. The girls is a band. Slave Wayne is asking in the chat room. And I just can't remember the name right now. Anyways, so we've talked about planning the charity events that are coming up.
And if there's certain things you'd like us to touch base, send us an email.
Yeah, if you get any good stories, email them to us. Yes. Especially ones that are going to cause some controversy, because we like that.
No, Toronto Leather Pride, so you know, serves in August. Remember
that? Oh, that's just...
That's the same weekend as the pansexual, right. As forbidden.
Okay, so...
No, it's not the same weekend as...
Yeah?
Yes, it's the same weekend. That's why we're
That's why we're never there. Because we were...
No, it's the same weekend as that last leather weekend we had at camp, sir.
No, no. It's the same weekend as forbidden.
Regardless, it's in August.
Yeah.
Or sometime.
Exactly.
Toronto Bound. That's
what it's called.
Toronto Bound Weekend.
Toronto Bound Weekend, November 23rd through the 25th.
That's what it is.
Featuring the Toronto Puppy Contest. Click on the poster for more information on the weekend's events.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be pretty cool. We'll get the pup involved. All right, it's getting to be that time. We're going to have to go. Hopefully by tomorrow evening I will have this up on a podcast. If you have any questions, comments, any issues, Hunter Valentine is the name of that damn band. It's four lesbians that have just started in the real L world season 3. I don't know what that means. The Real Lesbian World Season 3 just started. Anyways, well, lesbians are good. I like lesbians.
It's a TV show that they have. It's like,
oh, okay, cool.
Real, yeah, they follow this.
Oh, and their new album apparently comes out on October 23rd. Thanks, Nicole. Same weekend as Forbidden is when Toronto Leather Pride is, by the way. So, yeah, please, we really would love to hear from you. I mean, we've only got a few shows, two shows now under our belt.
Spread the word.
Spread the word, please.
Be kind.
Well, and if not, any advertisement is good advertisement. Tell them that we're that bad, and they're going to want to just find out just how bad we are and hopefully listen. But just kidding. So, yeah, please send an email. Tell us what you'd like to hear. You know, or just say, hey, you know what? You guys suck or you guys are doing good. Whatever it is, you know, we always like to hear from you. I really can't think of anything else to say.
So you have a good week, everybody. And remember, please, if you see something, do something. It makes a difference.
Have a great week.
All right, everybody, play safe.